Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside.
That's Chicago bringing us back. Heard them in concert not too long ago, and I'd go back again. That was a great show. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book is ageofthecustomer.com. That's for my book, The Age of the Customer. Josh Costello is our guest. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success. MeasureMax.com is his website. We're talking about career paths in a small business, right, Josh?
Yes, sir.
Now, now when we say this, are we talking about the career paths for the owners or just career paths for the employees?
You know, Jim, great question. And what we're really looking at is career paths for the business.
For the business, not just for the people inside.
Yeah, it's a career path where it says, okay, it forces the owner to think about growth strategy and organization,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, and like you said, when you're in the business, it's hard to think about the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all, you know, we're small businesses. We got to do everything. You just roll up your sleeves and you get it done. But the reason why, especially why I use career path, is because it makes the owner think about, you know, where can I get to? And what are the types of people that I need to support? So when he does recruit, because in a small business, unlike, you know, more so than in a large one, we can't make a bad hiring decision.
Right.
Right.
We can't afford it.
No. Because when we hire someone, it may be, 50% of our workforce, right? Or 30% mm-hmm. or 25%. It's not like it's 1/10,000th of a percent if you're a large company. And so, when I'm talking about career path, I'm talking about being able to help the owner understand that, okay, if I want to move more to this type of role in the company,
mm-hmm.
what do I need to do that financially? What milestones do I need to
achieve? What kind of capital do I need? What kind of people? So, what you're saying is, if I'm an individual and I'm developing my career path, and I decide that this is the path I want to go on, then I'll look out there and I'll say, okay, here's what I have to acquire to get to that career, to accomplish that career path. I need this education. I need to move to that city. I need to meet this person. I need to have this much investment. You're saying that we should look at our business that way and say, okay, if I want my business to be here in 5 years, I need to look out there and see the holes, see the deficiencies, see the places where I'm weak, and hire and capitalize and work toward accomplishing those.
You got it, Jim. And the thing I like, one of the most important aspects of a career path that you can talk to other people about when you're trying to recruit them, it's a litmus test for whether you have thought through your strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And that you believe in growth. It really does, because if you don't have a career path, then it doesn't mean that you have it usually is indicative, not always, but it's indicative that you don't have an organized growth strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the big things that it allows an owner or compels an owner to think about. The other thing is a growth.
Josh, let me stick something in there, because you just hit on something I think is really important. I'm going to say that over the next, if not tomorrow, in the next 5 years, you're going to interview a really special candidate that you really are going to want to go to work for you, but they're not going to unless you can answer this question that they ask you, which is, where do you see this company being in 5 years? What do you think, Josh?
You hit it right.
An employee candidate, somebody coming in, and you're wanting to make them an employee, and they're going to ask you that question. Go ahead.
No, I think you hit it right on the head. Is that you got to be able to, if you want to recruit top talent wants to know, or not even top, if you want to recruit people that have the ability to learn, the skills to learn, and they could do it within an acceptable time frame, you want to let someone know that if you come into my company, these are my expectations of you, and if you meet them, you would then go to the next level. And it's going to give that, again, like I said, you can't understate the power of that motivation, mm-hmm. where they wouldn't get that in a big company where it would be so clear-cut that they can, quote, write their own ticket. That's mm-hmm. what small business has over any other company.
Including... It doesn't happen every time, but it happens more times than not where somebody hiring in could actually discuss, well, what are you going to be doing with your company in 20 years? Would I have a shot? Is it no promises? You don't have to make many promises, but could you see the scenario where I could buy this company from you in 20 years? Including that kind of conversation, right?
Exactly. Where you can have the conversation with someone is, I see you doing this for a year and a half to 2 years. I then see you moving into this role for 2 to 3 mm-hmm. years if you achieve these goals. And it just says to the candidate that, wow, mm-hmm. this person's really throwing it out, and mm-hmm. I have a path. Even though it's a small business and mm-hmm. a family business, I have a path.
Mm-hmm. Josh, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. MeasureMax.com is Josh's website. The book is called The Science of Sales Success. We're going to come right back and talk some more about the career path of your small business and all the people and all the elements of it. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.